You live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behaviour in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
Kids, we just read part of God's word that's an encouragement to all of us, no matter what is happening in our lives. Now, when I asked you earlier who you thought might win this epic battle, against all the odds, everybody seemed to think that the CHURCH were going to win. And I heard somebody over here, I'm not sure who it was, but I heard somebody say, the goodies always win. And that's how they knew, they thought, that the CHURCH was going to win, because the goodies always win. But is that true? Is it true that the goodies always win? You know, sometimes that's called a Hollywood ending, and people kind of say it in a funny voice as if it's not true that the goodies always win. And sometimes our own experience of life can feel like it is difficult to win. Sometimes we feel like we're losing rather than winning. But what we just read is a great encouragement to us to know that if our trust is in Jesus, if our trust is in Christ, then we can be confident that we will always win. Have a look at the last verse that's there on your sheet, verse 18. It tells us that Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Now, what Peter is telling us there is that when Jesus died on the cross, he did it for us. He was the good one. He was the goody. He was the righteous one. And he went and died on the cross for us so that we could be friends with God. And that's astounding. That's astounding. And that work is done. His work is finished. And that means that because Christ has won, we will win. If our trust is in Jesus, because Christ has won, then we will win as well. And that is such an encouragement to us. But we don't always feel like we're winning, do we? We can be confident that because Christ has won, in the end we will win. But along the way, life can be difficult. We don't always feel like we're winning. Sometimes we do. Sometimes life seems relatively easy and carefree. Sometimes life seems to make sense and it does feel like we're winning. For example, it says in verses 11 and 12 there in this passage, we must turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. It seems that God is going to help those who love him, and he's going to be against those who do evil, and that seems to make sense. Sometimes that's how life feels like it's going, but not always. Not always. On Monday night, we went down to the City Hall where they were having the vigil or the rally for the Light the Dark rally for about welcoming more Syrian refugees. And I was thinking this week, gee, you know, that would feel like you were not winning if you were in their shoes. If you were a refugee, even if your trust was in Jesus, it would be hard to celebrate in those circumstances, wouldn't it? I was thinking about looking forward to today and thinking, is it frivolous to celebrate when so many people in so many places are finding that there's really not that much to celebrate at all? But what God tells us in the Bible, what Peter tells us here in this letter, is that no matter what is happening in our life, it is always the case that if we're trusting in Jesus, then we are winning. In fact, that it is possible to be suffering and winning at the same time. Have a look at verses 14 and 15. It says, even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, do not be frightened, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Now I imagine if I was in the shoes of refugees, I wouldn't be experiencing our first world problems. I would be experiencing real hardship, and I would need to know how it's possible to be both suffering and winning at the same time. And I think there are two important things to see here to get it right. The first is to see that Peter says, if you are to suffer, make sure you suffer for what is right. See, there's all sorts of suffering in the world. There's suffering that we bring on ourselves when we make dumb choices and we do hurtful things and we suffer as a result. There's the suffering that happens that's not really our fault at all. It's just a part of living in a fallen world. But Peter says it's possible to actually choose to suffer for what is right. And when we do that, when we actually stand for Jesus, stand by Jesus, and we suffer for what is right, and we suffer for doing good, then we can be confident that there is a purpose in it all, that we're actually choosing to be on Jesus' team, and that even our suffering is worthwhile in those circumstances. But we also need to do something else. And it's in those verses again. In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. See, when we're pursuing our own goals, then when suffering comes, we will feel frustrated and hurt and broken. But if we're actually setting Jesus apart as Lord in our hearts, if he's really king, if he's really ruler, and if we know that his victory is sure and certain, then, and we're choosing to live for him, then our suffering can be purposeful because we know that in the end, it will be part of him achieving his victory. So we need to make sure that we're suffering for what is right and setting Jesus apart as Lord. Because when Christ is Lord, we are blessed and we are able to bless others. Look at what it looks like to set apart Christ as Lord. From verse 8, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. That's what it should look like when Jesus is ruling. That's what it should look like among his family, among us as his people. Because we've set aside pursuing our own goals and we can live for each other. Did you notice that all those ways of living, doing good for each other, living in harmony with one another, being sympathetic, loving as brothers, compassionate and humble. And that's the opportunity that Christ has given us by winning the victory and setting us free to bless one another. When Christ wins. And it's also the case that when we win, we win. That is, it's not just one of us that wins, but all of us who win together when we live this way. And finally, when Christ wins and we win, the world wins. In your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. See, when our hope is in Jesus, when we're living for him, then that's something that the world will see and take notice of. And when they do, and they ask the reason for the hope that we have, the hope that enables us to live even if life seems difficult, and it feels, for all intents and purposes, like we're losing, to live as if we're actually assured of victory, then that hope shines through. And when it does, people will ask the reason for the hope that we have. And our answer is that Jesus has won. Jesus has won. The good he has won. And we're on his team. He makes us righteous. And we can be confident, no matter what happens, that our victory is assured in him. Isn't that good news? Now, I'm not sure if they were able to hear us then. And I think that we need to do one more thing to really try to help the members of CHU RCH here to somehow prevail, somehow overcome the Wizard of Oz.